This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Rolling on into hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Happy to have you along for the ride. About to catch up with former Ranger, current member of the Toronto Blue Jays, Derek Holland, the Dutch Oven, about to join us here in the Diamond Factory Hotline. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Peyton Russell riding with you today. You can always join us on the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. Appreciate all the twolos as well, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. Also available on YouTube as well. We got some tubers out there, or the YOLOs, whatever they want to call themselves these days. Gavin Dawson, the general, out with the familia today. We also have Lucius Alexander on vacation. Whole squad will be back together on Tuesday. Look forward to that. This has been a fantastic week getting to party with the G-Bag Nation. Yesterday was amazing as well.
Gosh, man, it was outstanding.
First stop on the Brew Crew Tour. If you missed it, don't worry. We'll have an announcement on our second stop coming out very, very shortly. So I know you have FOMO for most of you that weren't able to come out and fellowship with us, but we will have another opportunity coming up very, very soon. But without further ado, let's welcome in our good buddy, Derek Holland, joining us now, courtesy of the Diamond Factory Hotline. Derek, how are you, sir? And more importantly, where are you right now?
I'm doing good. I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now. I'm in AAA with the Blue Jays. Just trying to get myself back on track with hopefully get another chance to get up to the big leagues. But, you know, I'm enjoying myself. I've done my time, so I'm pretty excited with where I am and having fun. But I'm trying to stay dry right now, actually. It is absolute pouring outside.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we actually had some rain here in the Metroplex as well. You know we're all pulling for you here in your former home, that's for sure. But for those Ranger fans and fans of yours, there's tons of us here in the Metroplex, really around the country. But what's the latest on the life of Derek? What can you share with the Tolos?
Man, I'm still grinding away. Just like I said, I'm trying to get back up to the big leagues, enjoying myself, though, here with these guys. I was in Boston for a little bit and then did my opt-out and went to sign here with Toronto, and now I'm here, and we're actually approaching another opt-out date, which is June 1st, so we'll see what happens there. But, you know, the main thing is I'm just continuing to grind and be out there with the guys, having fun, and kind of helping out as much as I possibly can.
Well, Dutch, we know you're just a huge DFW sports fan, and that you just, you know, you're one of us when it comes to that. And when you're watching the Mavs last night and it ends, and I want to ask you this question because of being a professional athlete and dealing with a team that had some success and then the season ends, when you go away from that, do you expect to have the same guys back, or do you just automatically know we're just never going to be this team again? How does an athlete that has that success, you know, go like from the Mavericks last night to where they were, you know, going through the playoffs, and then the success you had, you know, pitching here with the Rangers?
Well, I mean, first thing, we got to give the love to the Mavericks. You know, they did their part. They did everything that nobody was expecting them to do. That's the big thing that gets put out there. There was a lot of, you know, criticism with the guys that we had, you know, not tall enough. You know, we didn't have a big man that we needed. And I felt like a lot of guys stepped up big in this postseason, and you got to see a lot of it. I mean, Maxey caught fire for a good bit. Dinwiddie had some good moments in the playoffs as well. Jalen was unbelievable. You know, everybody was picking their spots and getting in there and making things happen. That's what was important about this team. Nobody expected them to be where they were, and they showed everybody, you know, what they were capable of. And not being able to have a big man, they made the adjustments that were needed. You got to give credit to Kidd for doing that. But, you know, the main thing is when it comes to the end of a season after that, after which you've all gone through as a team, you know, it sucks. You don't know what's going to happen, what's next. I mean, for example, you don't know if Jalen's going to be back with the Mavs next year. You know, he's a free agent. He's due to get paid. I mean, he earned it. He had a great postseason. I think that's the one thing. It's just different is the clubhouse, or in basketball, the locker room is going to be a little bit different. But you enjoy those moments that you had now, and you look forward to whatever is up ahead, and hopefully you can get back most of those pieces, and hopefully you add another key piece with the big man and kind of go from there. But it sucks because you're a family. You know, you get so close with each one of those guys and build that relationship, you never want to see it end. And unfortunately, that's just the way that sports are.
Former Ranger Derek Holland, the Dutch Oven, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. From your experience, Derek, like, how long does it take these guys? Like, Luke is a super stud freak show who came out of the gates on top of his sport, pretty much. But I'm wondering, at what age does it usually click for these guys when it comes to just the understanding of what it takes to take care of yourself physically for 12 months out of the year in order to accomplish the things in your sport that you want to accomplish? He's still young. There's plenty of career left in front of him. But from your experience, these stud players, like, how long does it take? What age is it where it finally clicks of, like, oh, I really got to take care of myself?
Well, I mean, injuries you can't predict. That's the big thing. At the end of the day, too, experience is the key. You know, you can only learn from so much by having the experience of doing it. But it goes back to, like you're saying, you can't predict when an injury is going to happen. So some of the things is, obviously, you learn from other teammates or veteran guys like myself that I had in front of me that were showing me, like, you need to make sure, take care of your body. It's a long season. It's, you know, it's a process. You got to make sure everything's right. So there's going to be moments where, you know, you think you've got it figured out, but that's the thing, is you never have it figured out. I learned that from a lot of the veteran guys that I played with, is if you ever think that you know or you have it figured out or you have all the answers, then it's time to retire, because there's no chance you have that. It's a constant change as we go through the game. And the same time, too, like I said, it's injuries are so hard to predict. At the end of the day, if you're doing all your stuff and take care of your body the way you should be, not saying that you're not going to go out there and not get hurt, but you have a better chance of staying healthy and staying on the field.
Derek, you know, your experience again in really in key moments and stuff like that, and throughout a long season, how does buy-in happen? You know, you mentioned Jason Kidd and stuff with the Mavs, and obviously they had a buy-in with their players. When you're in the locker room, is the buy-in from the veteran guys, or is it how do you learn or get the buy-in to go forward here?
Well, most of it's always going to be from your veteran guys. They're going to feel out what's going on. I've played under, you know, a manager that, you know, didn't have the clubhouse. And that's one thing that you need to have, is you got to be able to have control of that clubhouse and get the guys on your side. And once you lose that, that's where it becomes an issue. I've seen it firsthand. I've watched it unfold. And unfortunately, it sucks when it does that, because the whole clubhouse goes down and the team goes down and, you know, nobody's getting the results that we want. And, you know, as athletes or as people in general, you know, we want to see results right now. We want to see them tomorrow. That's always been the case. So you always have to trust the process, understanding, you know, it's just like for me, learning a new pitch. It's not going to show up tonight. It's not going to show up tomorrow. It's a process. It's got to continue to have you got to continue to work through it and expect failure. You're not going to go out there and be brilliant with it right out the gate. I mean, I know my one pitch that I feel the most confident with is my ride back. When I throw the two-seamer that comes back in on righties, when I first threw it, I gave up a home run on it. And, you know, you can't just give up on something just because it didn't work the very first time. And I think that's something that shows a lot about Kidd, is him being there, is he got them to not only trust the process, but continue to keep pushing with it, even when results weren't going their way at the very beginning. And that's just part of the game, is being able to understand that this is going to be a game of failure. You're going to have to make the adjustments and continue to trust the process and watch how everything unfolds.
Derek Holland with us here on 105.3 The Fan. So you're an MFFL. What would you like to see the Mavs do to improve and hopefully make another deep run at it next year?
I think what they've got is great. Obviously, we need a big man. I think that's the bigger thing. But you're going to have to get a big man that's going to be able to keep up with the fast-paced offense. You know, we picked it up in the playoffs. I felt like there was a lot of get-and-go going on there, a lot of pick-and-rolls. So I think getting the big man is going to help. I like the combo of Jalen and Luka and also Dinwiddie out there. It'll be great to even have a healthy Tim Hardaway out there too. So I feel like you've got a lot of good pieces. I think just the big one that stands out, and you constantly hear it over and over. I mean, I've heard it from Sean and RJ in the morning, and also with the KNC as well. Everybody seems to talk about the same thing, and it's, we got to have a big man. That's what's killing this team, is not having that big man to be able to get more of the rebounds. I mean, you've got Luka out rebounding a lot of our guys on our team, are big men, and that, to me, I feel like that shouldn't be happening that way. We need somebody down there to help out and let Luka continue doing his thing.
Dutch, again, we mentioned you're just a huge sports fan and of all sports. And, you know, here again, I'm going to ask you about the Stars. And I know we don't have a lot of Stars talk on our station. You know, we should. But, you know, here we are with another coaching change. As a Stars fan, how are you thinking about that? Is the instability bothering you? Or was the cup run 2 years ago enough to kind of keep you going? Where are you at with the Stars right now?
Well, I mean, with the Stars, there's one thing that always comes down. If you see a few coaches come and go, there's got to be an issue that's going on. I can't sit here and act like I know, but at some point, you know, we always got to blame the players. It can't always be the coach's responsibility for some of the losses. I get it. Yeah, there could be a mismanagement here and there or whatever. But at the end of the day, when does it ever fall back on a player? When does it fall back on the guys that they have? Because they have talent. Stars have an unbelievable team. Obviously, them getting to the playoffs was another big thing. You obviously want that every single year. Being able to take the next step is what they need. And at some point, we got to be able to point the finger at somebody, you know, on the player's roster in that aspect. And it's kind of, for me, I'm not much of a Cowboys fan to begin with because I get tired of hearing the same stuff every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to be that guy by any means, but at some point, when are we going to start pointing fingers at getting the results?
You're not wrong. You're not
blaming
wrong.
Somebody else.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't disagree with you. You're actually in Columbus. I know you're a big Blue guy, big Michigan fan. So how hard is that being so close to Ohio State?
Well, I mean, as of for this year, it's been much better because Michigan pulled off the win. I haven't had one of those in probably 10 years. But, you know, it's good to be able to have that so I can actually talk a little bit of smack back at these guys now. But nobody really says too much. I mean, I went home and saw my friends and, you know, the Ohio State stuff doesn't really get brought up. I did try to go play golf at one of their courses. Unfortunately, the rain took care of that, but I would have been very noticeable out there with my Michigan bag as I'm out there playing golf. So I'm not afraid to cross those lines when it comes to the rivalry, but we'll see how that goes.
Hey, Dutch, where do you fall on those the NIL stuff? You know, you talk about your big-time Michigan fan and stuff like that, Ohio State, Alabama, these teams. Where do you fall on all that, what we're seeing now with that?
It's different. I mean, I know I'm seeing some of the conversations that are said, you know, with whatever it was with Saban and, gosh dang it, the A&M
Jimbo
coach.
Fisher.
Yeah, they were talking about spending money and stuff. And, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to now is, you know, you're going to get guys that are going to go somewhere because of the money, which that's how it works. I mean, that's how it is in professional sports is guys go where they can get the most money because it's about taking care of themselves. So it's an interesting look in college. You're going to see a lot of the smaller schools that have more money being able to kind of get some of these other kids to come. I don't know if it's going to be beneficial or not, but then you're going to see other schools that can get it and they can spend the money. I mean, it's just an interesting look on it. I don't really have enough to it because I haven't been around it enough to see it, and I don't know enough going on with it. But it's an interesting take going forward of, you know, the recruiting and being able to purchase your players, but hopefully it doesn't change anything. I mean, the one thing that stands out, I wish more guys would look at, you know, instead of going somewhere because, you know, they could be guaranteed to get a championship but not even guaranteed to play versus going somewhere where you have a chance to be the number one guy. You might not win the playoffs, but at least you get somewhere where you can actually be seen. Those are some of the things that I kind of think about of, you know, what it was like for me when I was doing my recruiting, you know, of going to wherever I was going to – not recruiting, but where I was going to sign for baseball was, where am I going to have the best opportunity for myself to succeed versus where am I going to go and get a ring and not be truly a part of it, if that makes sense.
Former Ranger legend Derek Holland with us here on the Diamond Factory Hotline. We can't not ask you about your former teammate Martin Perez, who's been dealing lately. What do you think about Martin and his season thus far?
Man, I'm extremely happy for him. I've always loved that guy. He's a great teammate with me. To see him be able to get out there and get the shutout, I love it. Hopefully he doesn't catch up to me with my shutouts in Rangers history. So we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, I'm very happy for him. I mean, he's been doing everything, putting the work in and continuing to plug away every time. And I know he's a great teammate and great for that clubhouse, so I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, Derek, as you have as well. We're pulling for you, man. Good luck to you. We appreciate the time very much, and let's do it again very soon, huh?
Of course. Thank you guys for having me, and I'll always be around. Texas is home.
Yes, sir. Amen. All right, there he goes. Dutch Oven, Derek Holland here in the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, getting you set for a nice Memorial Day weekend. Gavin Dawson and Lucius Alexander out on a little vacation, back together, the full band back together on Tuesday. little Tolo Tuesday action with the boys. Looking forward to that. Still reeling from yesterday's outstanding start to the Brew Crew Tour for 2022 this summer here in the G-Bag Nation. I think KNC Masterpiece, we're all going to be getting out and about all the breweries, as many breweries as possible, I would say. And we look forward to unveiling the next one. But yesterday was outstanding. The party was popping. On Rotation Brewing Company, Broadus was out there intermingling. We're having a great time. And I cannot believe how fast those mugs flew off the shelves. 100 mugs, the Brew Crew mugs flying out very, very quickly. So we look forward to the next one. We'll hand out some more, and we'll party along with you all summer long.
Yes, we will. And I really wanted to ask him what he thinks about the Yummy Delights, but I think Derek's a guy that might enjoy.
Oh, he's a big Yummy Delight guy. Biggie in the 432 is saying that you might have stretched a little too far with the legend.
It's
comment
the best
there,
pitched game in World Series history for the Rangers. So I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I love you, Walchuk. I think, and I love Derek Holland. So I'm glad that he got to hang out with us for a little bit. All right, around the rim we will go. We have some Mavs and Gobert conversation we might need to get into here, and a few other superstars that might be playing on one-year contracts around the rim.